You're listening to SBS News.
The question occurs on the nomination. Is there a sufficient second?
There appears to be.
The clerk will call the roll. The yeas are 51, the nays are 40. The nomination is confirmed.
With the bang of a gavel, the U.S. Senate has confirmed New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland as Interior Secretary. She becomes the first Native American to lead a cabinet department and the first to lead the federal agency that's wielded influence over the nation's tribes for more than nearly two centuries.
This historic nature of my confirmation is not lost on me.
Democrats and tribal groups have hailed Haaland's confirmation as historic. For the first time, a Native American will lead the powerful department where decisions on relations with the nearly 600 federally recognized tribes are made. The Department of the Interior also oversees a host of other issues, including energy development and public lands and waters, national parks and endangered species. Haaland's nomination has been closely watched by tribal communities across the country. Leonard Forsman, the chairman of the Suquamish tribe, said her confirmation represents a milestone in Native American history in the U.S.
You know, I think it just gives us an opportunity to look back and see that we finally, in many ways, arrived in the nation's capital and in the policy direction that the United States is going is really taking tribes seriously.
Native Americans have reason to believe the two-term congresswoman will push forward on long simmering issues in their communities. The federal government often worked to dispossess tribes of their land and until recently to assimilate them into white culture. Unlike most people who've held the job, Deb Haaland won't need to be schooled on the history of Native Americans or tribal sovereignty. She already knows. Leonard Forsman again.
And we're fighting to reestablish ourselves as tribal nations. And then this becomes another part where it's the recognition of the fact that we are the first people and we should have a role in how this country is governed. And our voice needs to be front and center. So I believe that this it's a part of our history now, will be a part of our history, and be a milestone that we'll all refer back to.
Secretary Haaland says she often draws on her own experience as a single mother and the teachings of her ancestors as a reminder that action the U.S. takes today on climate change, the environment, and sacred sites will impact generations to come. Her contentious two-day hearing last month saw Republican senators grill her about her involvement in pipeline protests, her support for transitioning the U.S. to renewable energy sources, and her support for the Biden administration's pause on new federal drilling leases. Judith LeBlanc, the director of the Native Organizers Alliance, says Secretary Haaland faces some significant challenges.
It's a sigh of relief. There are many tears of joy. But the truth is that we're also very realistic about the work ahead. Deb is not going to be able to solve all the problems we face as tribal nations by herself. She will need tribal leaders, Native community leaders to lean in to the new possibilities of having a say-so, to lean in to the need for us to actually advocate for policies and solutions that come from the very center of Indian country.
Ms. Haaland, who's 60, will oversee policies guiding the use of 500 million acres of federal and tribal land, a fifth of the nation's surface. She is a member of the Laguna Pueblo tribe and will also oversee the U.S. government's relationship with the 574 federally recognized tribal nations. Gerald Gray from the Little Shell tribe of Chippewa Indians.
So for us, it's a huge deal. You know, and I think with Deb being in there, she definitely understands Indian country, you know, so that's a big plus for us. But that cabinet position, it's just been long overdue with the number of programs and offices that, you know, the secretary oversees, especially in Indian country.
Deb Haaland is one of the first two Native American women elected to Congress in 2018. Alan Lee, SBS News.